National Weather Service forecasters say more rain is on the way to northwest Alaska. Downpours there over the past week have led to flooding in Kivalina, Ambler, and other communities, despite a short break in the weather yesterday. Stan Hawley is a tribal administrator and a Kivalina City Council member.
We had one day, brief period of sunshine yesterday, and people were out, kids were out enjoying the sunshine. And then we got up this morning again, and it's all raining again, and blah.
The area received 9 inches of rain in a week, and more is expected. High water muddied the Woolock River near Kivalina and prevented community residents from filling water tanks. The school there is closed indefinitely, Hawley says, because of the lack of drinking water. He says some school children are being flown out of the village for classes.
Right now, some parents who can send their kids to nearby villages to school are sending their kids out. I had to send all of mine to Kotzebue, and I'm not too happy about having to do that.
Rainwater also flooded the landfill and washed waste into the Kivalina Lagoon. A state assessment team will fly to Kivalina tomorrow.
The city of Kivalina declared a disaster, and the state is going to have to fly in and see if the damage threshold meets their definition of a disaster.
Hawley says it's expected that the river water will be too muddy for drinking for a couple of weeks. In Ambler, a bridge that provides access to subsistence hunting areas could wash away. Extremely high water on the Kobuk River has partially submerged 4 unopened shipping containers in Kiana. Planes ferrying workers to and from the Red Dog mine were delayed for 5 days last week as more than half the area's annual rainfall fell at the mine.